Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. And ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, but we have to take a second to pour out some digital liquor for an American icon who is gone too soon.
Oh, goodness.
This is for you, Adam West, the original Batman. I'm going to miss him. He died at 88. Yeah. Too soon. But listen, coming up, Cosby's back in court with a different plus one. We'll tell you who that is. Plus, today we're launching a new contest called Who's Your Daddy? Where you can win $500 a day. All those details are coming up. But first, we got to pull the curtain back and say what's up to our peoples in L.A. Heidi, Frank, Eric, how y'all doing?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Now, we hear everybody's talking about the scandal on The Bachelor in Paradise. What's going on?
Yeah, and unfortunately, this story is just getting worse as it develops. But what we do know is ABC has halted all production of Bachelor in Paradise already.
That's bad news.
Why? What happened?
Well, listen to this. Warner Brothers released this statement. We have become aware of allegations of misconduct on the set of Bachelor in Paradise in Mexico. We have suspended production, and we are conducting a thorough investigation of these allegations. Once the investigation is complete, we will take appropriate responsive action. Well, here's what happened. And none of this is confirmed. These are all allegations. We have to be very clear about that. But the first round of allegations said that, if you remember DeMario, he was from Rachel's season.
Okay.
And Corinne from Nick's season.
Oh, I remember Corinne.
They were both sort of the bad guys on those respective seasons. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So supposedly they were in a pool having some sexy time, and one of the producers filed a complaint and didn't come back to work.
Well, hang on a second. Wow. Isn't that the whole point? It's Bachelor, we're in paradise. Isn't that the goal, to find a connection with somebody, to find love or whatever?
Right.
And make out and have sexy time. Well, I don't understand.
Well, but now here's what we're hearing. People Magazine is reporting that allegedly, because they felt like she was being fed alcohol, she was a little too drunk to make a decision for
herself.
Oh, there we
go. Oh. There's the problem. Well, that is the problem. Yeah.
And now a couple of producers have also filed complaints. So it wasn't just this one person.
Can't you in the moment, I don't know how that show works, but can't you in the moment cut stuff, but hey, we can't be doing
that. Looks like that's a wrap for today.
All
everybody
right,
go back home.
Yeah, put out the coffee.
See y'all morning.
Well, there is going to be a formal investigation, so I guess we'll know more in the future. They'll reveal what actually happened.
Well, let's lighten up the mood a little bit and talk about a woman who will not take crap from anybody.
Okay.
Oh.
Who?
Bette Midler. Last night, the Tony Awards happened, and she won a Tony Award for her performance in Hello, Dolly. She gets up on stage, she's trying to do her acceptance speech, and the orchestra starts to play her off. Bette Midler, legendary, you know, diva.
What?
And this is what happened.
I just want to say, Revival, shut that crap off.
Okay, so the best part of that whole clip is she continued to talk for 4 minutes. The band eventually did stop playing.
So what did she say during the 4 minutes?
She was talking about how Hello, Dolly never went away. She didn't give it new life because Hello, Dolly. See what I mean?
Yeah, let's get that hook from the Apollo next time.
Yeah, the same thing.
You're done.
All right, baby. Well, moving on, honey. It's time for...
What the fashion?
Now, just in time for summer, honey, it's the sexy chest hair swimsuit, baby. Check it out.
Hey, what?
But no woman wants to look like this. We spend all of our time and money trying to get rid of hair.
But this is how you get rid of the men, honey. If you don't want a man, just put on that hair, that nice hair base today, honey. Look at me now.
Gary's right. That's what you do when you go. You just want to have a girl's day at the beach. You don't want to be bothered by guys. You're like, sorry. We're just kind of doing our own thing today. We're not really looking for guys. Bathing suit on, guys. Like, hey, never mind.
Well, I say when you do who wore it best with Heidi and Portia. All right?
No, I don't even think if it was a thong, I could save it. I can't help it.
Let's do this.
Save me, brat.
Well, we're going to say goodbye for a minute, but when we come back, we got some juicy details about Katy Perry and her three favorite lovers.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to come right back. See you later, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye, guys.
All right, it's time to talk to Bill Cosby, shall we? Now, Camille has finally joined Bill in court. Now, this is coming after a week of her not being there at all during a sexual assault trial. Now, Camille finally showed up, and she was actually smiling with him, walking arm in arm, and they entered the court for the first and only day of his defense.
Mm.
Like, the prosecution rocked for 5 days. He only did one day worth of the defense and had one witness.
And that's the day his wife came.
Yep.
What's the strategy behind that? You would think he would have wanted his wife there while he was being prosecuted, while they were, like, coming against him with evidence, right?
Yeah, but Portia, honey.
What?
First of all, I love to call her Miss Camille. I love his wife. She's such a gracious,
isn't she
beautiful
classy?
Lady. Oh, yeah. Love Miss Camille, honey.
Love her.
But my thing is, honey, if I was, I wouldn't even win that day.
Why?
For what?
Because you don't want to sit and hear all that stuff.
Your husband has screwed everything
again.
Walking in on earth, honey, and you got to sit there and smile.
Well, this is probably the best day to go, though, because, like, in the prosecution, they're, like, throwing all the daggers at
you.
It's the defense day. He's like, oh, no, angel day. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is probably the best day for her ears to go. But,
yeah, I get it. It's the best day for her ears to go. But I feel like when they're throwing the daggers, that's when he needed her by his side for the look for the jewelry.
I mean, but he had some backup recently. You had Keisha Knight Pulliam, who was there. You got Shelia Frazier, Louis Dix Jr., and comedian Joe Torre. So he wasn't alone in these streets. He had help.
Mm-mm. And it's been helping him as far as public opinion, because all the comments are like, I see you, Keisha. You know, this is a good thing. So they're, like, softening up on him a little bit.
Now, the one day she did actually show up for, they were only doing 6 minutes of court.
That's it?
Yeah, he had, like, the witness that he had was a detective. He went on the stand for 6 minutes, spoke, and they was out.
Whoa.
That's all
smart
she
lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said that's all he deserved.
That's right, honey. She said, God, I can't be humiliated no more.
Okay.
6 minutes.
She probably didn't even put money in the meter. Be in and out.
Feels so bad for her.
I know.
Ugh. Anyway, y'all, moving on to more uplifting news. Jonah Hill is skinny again.
What?
And this time we mean really skinny.
He's not himself when he's skinny.
I know. I miss his chubbiness. Well, Jonah Hill has struggled with his weight before. And if you remember, he was pretty big when he came on the scene around 2007. And before losing a lot of weight around that time, he started Moneyball in 21 Jump Street. But here he is after he gained 40 pounds back for the 2015 movie War Dogs.
Yeah, he looked huge.
Now that's a bit big.
Yeah, that's him and his big is there.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like he's lost weight yet again and is skinnier than ever. Check this one out.
Whoa!
Who is that?
He looks like Drake or Josh from the Nickelodeon show.
He looks cute to me.
He don't look bad to me.
He looks cute.
And you can see his muscles.
Wow. That is that. Now that, I would not know that was him unless it was that tattoo on his arm.
I'm gonna need him to wear a different outfit because he looks square or something. Like
damn!
I mean, little SpongeBob about the shoulders, but this is amazing.
He can get it. That Jonah, I'm gonna go up that hill.
He can get
the Lumo swaggy outfit.
Right,
I don't know about those orthopedic
shoes. You don't like this outfit? You know, he's not used to skinny man clothes yet. He gotta get into it. Yeah, give me a little time to get a swag together.
He does look good.
Now, Jonah Hill might be walking around here all skinny, but we're trying to make your wallet fatter. That's right. Father's Day is this Sunday, and we want to celebrate all the dads out there in the world by giving our fans a chance to win $500 every day this week through Thursday in the Who's Your Daddy contest.
Uh-oh.
Now, my friends, this is how it works.
Okay.
We're going to show you what it would look like if one of our female Dish Nation hosts and a male celebrity had a baby, and you got to tell us who's the daddy. Simple, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's get started.
Uh-oh.
So if Portia and a male celebrity had this baby, who's the daddy? Is it A, Anderson Cooper, B, Andy Cohen, or C, Richard Gere?
Oh, Portia, that baby look more like you and Heidi Klum.
Maybe. I don't know where that one came from.
Like, I see a little bit of your face. I see a little bit of your eyes.
I see one of my eyes.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what happened to the other eye, okay?
The baby got your smile.
Right.
Well, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, Ice-T wants to make sure the haters know one thing. He is not Ice Cube. More Dish Nation after this. Yeah, welcome back to your favorite faces right here on Dish Nation. And as you know, Bill Maher got himself in some hot water the other week when he used the N-word on his show.
Hot water indeed.
Ooh. Well, on this weekend's show, Bill did apologize, but Ice Cube wanted to make sure it was very clear that he understood that that was not okay.
I think it's a lot of guys out there who cross the line because they a little too familiar. Or they think they too familiar. Or it's guys that, you know, they might have a black girlfriend or two that made them some Kool-Aid every now and then. And they think they can cross the line. And they can't. I know you heard, it's in the lexicon, everybody talking. But that's our word now. That's our word now. And you can't have it back.
Agreed. That was the realest thing. I really commend him for doing that, because a lot of people don't face it like that.
Right.
Now, we know a lot of people were saying, oh, he sounds like he's, you know, not really apologetic. He's tired of apologizing. But it don't matter. He can sound how he wants. I'm no longer worried about how he sounds when he apologizes. It's the fact that he faced it. He let Ice Cube come on and speak for us. So even though the internet was going in, we had a face, put a face to who could represent us and speak for us. And that was powerful for Bill Maher to do.
And everybody's entitled to be tired of apologizing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like if you apologize one time and the person who needed to hear it heard it, you should be okay from that point.
Yeah. We like. But you know what? It's crazy because on a reality show, they do us like that. You apologize and they keep drilling it. So by the time they edit it down, you look like a bitch. You're like, I ain't sorry no more. But you was real sorry, but they didn't show the real sorry part.
And then when the reunion comes, they bring it up again.
Yeah, and then you're like, well,
that was a year ago.
Yeah. Everybody's like, she's not sorry. I'm like, I've been sorry a year.
Well, y'all, one woman who was not pleased with Ice Cube's appearance on the show was a woman by the name of Susan Levine. She tweeted at who she thought was Ice Cube, saying, screw you for whining on Bill Maher. When is your music going to respect women? How dare you go on the show and whine like this? Problem is, she tweeted at Ice-T instead, who beautifully responded,
What?
Wrong Ice, bitch.
Oh!
Wrong Ice, bitch.
Oh my God. Yes,
commas. All right, baby. Aretha Franklin, honey, she performed in Detroit over the weekend at what could be her last performance in the Motor City. Well, if that's the case, honey, the city made sure, honey, to show their love by finally putting some respect on her name.
All right, Aretha! Woo! Yay!
She the original put some respect on my name, okay?
Oh, she deserves
sweet.
That.
But you know what, though? I mean, y'all know, honey, I love Aretha Franklin.
You do.
Aretha, I love you, honey. I got your CD in my car. I was listening to it all weekend.
Honestly,
I was. Girl, now y'all know, though.
What?
They could have put Aretha a lighter wig on or something, though.
I thought she looked
a
nice.
A lighter color?
I mean, one that wasn't as heavy. That one looked a little heavy.
Oh.
I thought she looked good. She like lost just, weight. She
did she lose weight. Look like they just woke up and said, girl, let's go get your street.
My goodness. You will not talk about the legend and the queen, honey. You better put some RS, DCT on that, okay?
I mean,
yeah, you forgot a letter.
So Aretha Franklin finally got her R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and you can now get a D-E-A-L.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, check out this Cheerson mini video quadcopter. It's got a built-in camera for creating in-flight videos, and it comes with a 2-gig SD card and Aretha, so it's ready to immediately start recording.
See? Wow.
And not only that, it's got an LED light so you can fly at night, and the battery's rechargeable in only 2 square inches. These are the smallest quadcopters in the world.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Smaller than the palm of my hand.
See, boom. Oh. Now I know you're probably thinking, yo, Crack, how much this cost, right?
Yeah, yes. How much does it cost?
Yeah, how much does it cost?
Now, typically similar models run for about $60 because you guys, I know y'all, and you, our Dish Nation family, you can get yours for only
$22.
What?
Over.
Oh, $22?
Just head over to morningsafe.com and pick up 1, 2, maybe even 3 or 4 for your friends. All right, coming up next, we're going to show you what Amber Rose posted and made Gabby do this.
Ah!
Stay tuned.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. So it's been one hell of a weekend in the world of pop. Yes, indeed, honey. Fans went crazy on Friday when Taylor Swift dropped her entire back catalog on Spotify the same day that Katy Perry released her new album, Witness.
Petty Party, anyone?
Exactly. Party. Peppermint Petty, that is. Despite all this shade and beef, Katy waved the white flag to Taylor this weekend during her YouTube Live Witness worldwide streaming event and said, "I forgive her, and I'm sorry for everything I've ever did, and I hope the same from her. I love her, and I want the best for her, and I think she's a fantastic songwriter. I just really, truly want to come together in a place of love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion."
All right, wait,
y'all. Taylor has yet to respond.
Wait for it.
You can't go on a pity tour when you got an album like she has. Like, you know, it's supposed to be fun and celebratory. What happened to sparkles coming out of her breast? Like,
exactly.
What happened to hanging out with them rappers and stuff, honey?
And laying up and getting food eaten off of you. I mean, just go ahead and be Katy Perry.
But I like she said she's in a place of love and forgiveness and understanding and compassion.
But you can't go up against somebody who always squinting their eyes because they always thinking and up to something. Like
Taylor,
you know, Taylor Swift always squinting like she's thinking.
But who's the shadiest out of Taylor or Katy?
I think originally it was Katy. Because we all thought, if you think of Katy originally and you think of Taylor, you're thinking, oh, Taylor can get her all. I mean, Katy can get her all day. Mm-hmm. But Taylor gets you together in a whole nother way.
She sure does.
You see him? She go buy your what she buy the rights to some
catalogs
behind your back. She put out her album. And y'all know it's crazy that Taylor even put her music on a streaming service. Because remember in 2013, she was like, I would never do that. I hate that Apple is doing this. It's taken from artists. But she said, I could do it for Katy. I could do it for Katy.
All right, honey. So it's time to forget the beef because Amber Rose has let the cat out of the bag. Literally. The internet went into overdrive, baby, this weekend, honey, when Miss Amber Rose posted this picture of her letting it all hang out on Instagram, honey.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh. Just wow.
Anybody got a fan?
Oh my God.
Baby, what is
Carol, what you think about that?
She look like a glazed donut.
She look like a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, my God.
Like a donut with a hair oven light on. Fresh, hot.
Like a rotisserie human.
Okay.
What inspired her to do that? That's just too much. Portia, would you do that?
Hell no.
What, Brad, would you do it?
Hell no.
Why not?
Ain't nobody getting ready to lay butt naked on no cold-ass hard steps.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Beauty is Pain?
Yeah.
Lay me on a bed or something. Okay, I don't know. I mean, she's beautiful. Can't nobody complain about nothing about her body. Unless you don't like a landing strip here and there.
That's not really the landing strip. That's like a little bit, that's like half the airport.
Up next, forget the number one singles. Katy Perry has been dishing who was number one in the bedroom. LA has all the tea in just a few minutes.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So Katy Perry went live all weekend long. She live streamed an event 72 hours live on YouTube. And at one point, James Corden stopped by to play a game with Katy and her dog Nugget. Katy was asked to rank her exes in order of, you know, how they were in bed. So you're talking John Mayer, Diplo, and Orlando Bloom.
No. Diplo?
Yes.
And then? Mayer, then Bloom? Bloom, then Mayer.
So you got it. Diplo, Bloom, Mayer.
No, I said Bloom, Diplo, Mayer.
If your exes were going to rank you as far as your abilities, where would you rank? One, two, or three?
I feel I would be number one.
Eric, what do you got? What do you think?
No, without a doubt. Whatever's last on the list.
Hey, listen, I may not be the best looking. I may not have the best body, but I show up and I work.
I'm the only one on this show that's had confirmation. We had one of my exes call the show, and Heidi pulled out this question and said, "So how's Frank in bed ranking from 1 to 10? And she said... Heidi, what'd she say?
Don't make me say it.
I gotta make you say it.
I don't want to.
You brought it up.
What
say
the hell?
It. She
Whoa,
said
I don't
11.
Say it.
She He's didn't. An 11 on the scale of 1
to
10.
100.
No, just a 10.
Show's over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.